1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledging that his country's forces carried out an unintended strike that left seven World Central Kitchen workers dead. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers.
In the wake of the deaths, the food charity suspended operations in the region. Israel's top military spokesman, Daniel Hagari.
We will get to the bottom of this, and we will share our findings transparently.
Among the aid workers killed, an American and an Australian. Prime Minister Albanese demanding
full accountability for this, because this is a tragedy that should never have occurred.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A 12-year-old boy opening fire on his classmates in southern Finland. One of them was killed, two others wounded. The suspect arrested outside Helsinki after the school shooting. Donald Trump has posted the $175 million bond needed to appeal his New York civil fraud case. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is primary election day in Wisconsin. President Biden and Donald Trump have already clinched their party's nominations. There are two constitutional amendments on the ballot today. One question asks about banning private donations for election operations. The other seeks to define who can work on elections. The polls are open until 8 tonight. Donald Trump campaigns in Green Bay today, weather permitting, his first stop in Wisconsin since clinching the Republican nomination for president. Spokesperson Caroline Levitt tells WISN-TV's Upfront, election integrity is a priority.
We have a great new partnership now with the Republican National Committee, great leadership there, that will be focusing on election integrity. It's an incredibly important issue.
President Biden campaigns in Madison on Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The polls are open. The spring and presidential primary is underway with polling stations open until 8 p.m. tonight. To find your polling station, to see a sample ballot, and to get other voting information, visit the website myvote.wi.gov. There are two constitutional amendments and several local races of interest throughout the Green Bay and Oshkosh area. Upcoming snow and blustery winds aren't the only things that will impact traffic in Green Bay today. Former President Donald Trump visits the Hyatt Regency in downtown. He's scheduled to speak at 5 p.m. North Adams Street, north of Main, and Elm Street, west of Madison, will be closed off from through traffic for the rally. The following voting stations may see increased traffic congestion today as well. The Green Bay Water Utility on South Adams, the Green Bay Labor Temple on Elizabeth, Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary, and First Presbyterian on Ashland. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
It's opening day. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' home opener today, Milwaukee's new right-hand pitcher Jacob Junis against the Twins' Louis Varland, baseball analyst Tim Dillard on the new Brewers' manager Pat Murphy after sweeping the Mets.
I really loved what Pat Murphy said after the game. And they said, what do you think about the Twins? How are you preparing? Murphy takes about 30 seconds to talk about his family. And I know that doesn't seem like a big deal, but what that does is says, listen, we're going to focus on the team that's coming in, or we're going to play when the time is right. We're not going to sit there and look too far in the future. He's a very moment-to-moment type of manager, and that kind of keeps players loose.
How do the players feel about Pat Murphy? Shortstop Willie Adames.
Yeah, I mean, he's in a pretty good spot. I mean, the whole spring training, he was always, you know, just being confident and just being a good manager, you know, being there for the guys. And I think, you know, I think this was a pretty good series to start the year for him.
That's Brewers shortstop Willie Adames. With sports from American Family Field in Milwaukee, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have some snow on the way later today, tonight into tomorrow. Snow amounts of 6 or more inches possible, but the big deal will be the wind tonight, tomorrow. Gusts from 40 to 50 miles per hour could create some pretty nasty blowing snow. 37 today, windy. 31 tonight, more blowing snow. 40 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning. Once again, we've been saying it, but we'll say it again. Winter storm warning in effect from 1 o'clock this afternoon to 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We're talking about today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. I don't think you're going to have any peanut butter and jelly at the special event that Katie from downtown Green Bay with her international food tour is putting together. And I was going to say your last name, but I know I was going to say it wrong because I want to say Kamen.
Kamen.
Katie and I had a great talk. She grew up in a military family.
Huh?
Lived in how many different places?
Six different states.
How many different schools?
A lot.
I can't imagine that, going to all these new places and having to make friends all over
and
again.
Being the new kid?
Yep. I was always the new kid.
Yeah.
Wow. What would go ahead.
I was going to say that. So we've had new kids in our school, mm-hmm. right? And the teacher can really make or break that. You know, and you go around, introduce yourself, you know, that's cool. But if you're just the new kid, it's like you got to kind of fend for yourself. So do you have a favorite experience being the new kid?
I was never a fan of being the new kid because I was always a little shy. But I felt that living in military communities, there was always several new kids because there was lots of military
families.
Name
of the game, huh?
Yeah.
Would you do for lunch? Like if you're a new kid, right. Your first day at school, what do you do for lunch? Who do you sit with?
I would look for the people that looked nice. the person that smiled at me, I would, you know, try to say, can I sit with you?
Because that can be traumatic, right?
Yes.
And how great it is if a kid says you want to sit with us.
Yes.
And I think you as a mom now, I don't know if you're a mom now, but to tell your kids that, look, we're getting a new kid tomorrow. Invite them to sit at your lunch table because that is the most awkward thing, standing there looking around like, okay.
Yeah, it's luckily there was always some nice kids.
Right.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. That's cool. But mm-hmm. I mean, and you know, God bless your parents for being military people because we need that. But one of the drawbacks is on the kids. Mm-hmm. You got to see six states, which some people haven't experienced that.
Yep.
I got to ask you because I've been to all of them.
Sure.
You got a favorite? Besides Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's is, you know, where I didn't grow up here, but I definitely call it home now because I moved here. I moved to Green Bay when I started college. So I went to UW-Green Bay. Mm. My family really liked living in Virginia. We lived in Virginia Beach. That was
nice.
It's a very cool town.
Very cool. That's military.
Yeah. Yep. So but we also, we like Wisconsin.
Good.
Very nice.
So you have a big event coming up. I'm really interested in this. Is this international food tour. And the reason I'm interested is I've been to most of the restaurants. I think sometimes those of us who live in Green Bay become creatures of habits. We get a good restaurant we like, and we like good service, and sometimes you get to know the people. But this is what, we got 10 restaurants on here?
Eight.
Eight, okay. All right. But people can experience these different types of foods, international foods, and people can learn more about the food. You can learn about the culture a little bit too, which is kind of cool. Food can be an introductory to a culture.
And, yeah, absolutely.
Tell us about this. How'd you come up with the idea, and tell us how we can participate?
This was an event that last happened in, I believe it was 2018. So this event it's not a brand new event. It has happened in the past, but we brought it back this year, and we added a little bit of a twist to it. So we are doing, international themed, and it's eight restaurants. So there's eight participating restaurants, and each of them have, they are an international themed restaurant, or they have an international, like a dish that is from a certain area. So we thought it would be kind of a cool event to bring back. It's been a little while since we've had this event. And we just thought, what a cool way to showcase eight restaurants, hoping that people, you know, if you've never been to this restaurant, this is an opportunity to get in the door, try some of their food. And, you know, hopefully the hope is that you return and come back and be a returning customer.
Give us the rundown.
So people understand the variety. I mean, St. Brendan's, which I think we've all been there maybe for their liquid, but they have some great soup there. I don't know what they're serving, but you get a little.
They've had that pumpkin squash soup that I will go any place for that pumpkin squash soup.
I don't know what they're serving, but I was going to say that.
They're doing shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie. So that's right. Big Irish
Good
thing.
Irish,
and that'd be
yeah.
cool.
Yep.
And you get a sample of that. And, you know, and some of these have been around, but, you know, Manjari's relatively new, right?
Yep.
2 years?
And we actually have two other new restaurants, Heights Pub and Parlor. They are brand new. They just opened just in January.
I was there for lunch on Friday.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
perch plate.
Fabulous. Yeah. And then Asian Fusion is also one of the new restaurants as well. And Manjari is relatively new as well.
Yeah.
So.
And Delilah's, which is a great restaurant. Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of got to wait there a little bit on some of their, you know, weekends for breakfast, which I think is cool.
Yes.
I mean, I like that tells you something about the place.
And
but
they are a brunch restaurant, so they're usually
right.
not open in the evenings,
right.
but they made an exception for this event.
Cool.
So you get
great.
To sample a little bit of their culture, their specialty.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? And it tells how that you got it, people can go on their own between 5 and 8, or you need to take the trolley, or how does it all work?
So we have six restaurants that are downtown, and they are pretty walkable.
Right.
It's, you know, there's four just on Washington Street. So you could absolutely walk the downtown restaurants, but then you'll want to hop on the trolley because you don't want to miss the two restaurants that are in the old main district. That is Tequila's and Crown and Common. So for those, you'll want to hop on the trolley. We have two trolleys that basically make a continuous circle. So if you
nice.
Don't want to walk, you know, the downtown restaurants, you can just get on and off. They stop at each restaurant, so you can take the little short trolley ride, and you
that
don't have
to. That sounds awesome.
This does, and this is great for those businesses too.
Yeah.
Like, because sometimes, like I said, I just think you drive by, it's like, oh, I've seen that place, but to actually go in there, and it's only $40 for this ticket for this evening, and you sample a little bit at all eight restaurants,
and you are going to get a lot of food. Some of these samples are pretty well portioned, some restaurants are serving a drink as well. So you'll get each restaurant is doing food, and certain ones are also you get a sample of a cider or you know a different drink as well. So I think it's for $40. I think you're gonna have a good evening.
Can I just want to ask one question. I always want to know in.
Manjari.
Manjari. Mm-hmm. Are they specializing in more northern Italian food? Do you know? That's what I've heard.
That is different than
which I'd love than
Angelina's.
Yes.
I mean, people are like, oh my God, two Italian restaurants. They're two totally different restaurants. One's more southern, one's more northern. And I just really like that. I love Angelina's too. I mean, I've been going there forever. But that Manjari is just some different dishes or different
it's
offerings.
It's a lot more white sauce Northern Italian food is generally.
Yes, and they are serving, so for their cuisine, they're doing a chicken gnocchi.
Oh!
Which is, I tried it, and it is fantastic.
That's like my favorite thing in the world is gnocchi, chicken gnocchi.
All right, well then we'll spend a little bit more
time. I used to help
my
mom make gnocchi. Did you know that?
Oh, nice. But Johnny's obviously Italian, and so that was a thing in the minor
gnocchi,
home?
Absolutely. Did you do the thing with the fork to roll it
absolutely.
Over?
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow. At Hagemeister, you know, what are they serve? German? Are they doing?
Yes. So they're doing pork schnitzel.
Yeah.
Schnitzel.
Yep. With potatoes.
Nice. You know, this is great. I mean, this is just great. I think we should we have a little bit of time. I want to go through the restaurants because sure. I think it's really cool that they're participating. Mm-hmm. And I would hope we talked. I want to go through that, but I just want to segue into something else. So in a year from this month, we have the NFL draft. And they are looking for downtown to take care of themselves, you know? And I hope you do something like this. This is something, if I came in from out of town, you could raise the price, double it, for $80, and I would do this. Wouldn't you just experience Green Bay?
I want to do this one.
Well, we'll do this. This is only 40. We're going to do this one because it's 40. But the, okay, so let's.
You paid?
So the Asian Fusion, that.
Yes. So we just went to Asian Fusion yesterday, and we've been kind of taste testing, one of the perks of the job, and taking pictures of their food that they're going to order or that people are going to get a sample of. And they are actually doing quite the spread. So they're going to do fried rice, crab rangoons, pad thai. So you're going to kind of get to try one or all of those.
And that's the place that replaced China Palace. And,
correct.
We have been there. They have great food, and
I could live on crab ragoon.
Yeah,
I could live on it. Live on it.
Yeah. Yes.
And he needs a little bit more business. You know, and this is going to help him. So I really hope people do this, and then you're going to love his food and service. So I think that's a good thing. So Crown and Common, I got to be honest with you, not been there. I know it's on Main, but tell us a little bit about that.
They have fabulous New York style pizza. We went there as a downtown team. We went there recently and had lunch to kind of try it out. And they have really good New York style pizza.
By saying that, is it different than Chicago style with the really thick?
So I was told that New York style pizza, that the way that the way you eat it, you have to fold it in half and eat it. That was what I was told.
Each of the slice, you mean? You got to fold the slice.
Yep,
in half?
You take the slice and you fold it in half and you eat it.
I did not know this.
I did not know that either.
We've all done it, but we didn't know that.
No, I didn't know it had a name.
And a plug for, I don't think it's part of our food tour, but if you ever go there and eat, their cheese curds are fabulous.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
Those guys, that sounds like the right winning combination for this community.
Yes.
So Delilah's, I think everybody's been there.
Yep.
But
they're doing a dish called shakshuka.
He has really good dishes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My husband and I enjoy going to Delilah's often.
Yeah.
And shakshuka is always one of our favorites.
All right. Then we got Hagemeister, of course, which is right on the city deck, you know, with their Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Okay, Heights, which is
Heights Pub and Parlor.
Brand new.
Yes. And it's a beautiful building. If you've never been there.
We've been.
Yes. Beautiful. It's very, very
their
nice.
Sweet potato fries with their special bacon dip is unbelievable.
Yes.
So tell us that's what they're serving.
I don't think they're doing sweet potato fries. They are doing their theme is Samoan, which I actually think is very cool because the head chef there, he has roots in Hawaiian, I believe. So he wanted to take this and own it and make Samoan food. And I think that is just really cool.
Awesome.
They're running with that idea.
Cool. And then Manjari we talked about.
Yep.
That's cool place. And then St. Brendan's we talked about.
Yep.
That's going to be awesome with the shepherd's pie. And then, of course, Tequila's Mexican Bar and Restaurant, which is the old Los, right?
Los Banditos.
Yes.
Can we keep you around for a couple of minutes?
Okay. Yes, I would love that.
There's some more questions I've got about this.
Perfect.
This is Katie from Downtown Green Bay. International Food Tour 1 week from today. Sounds fantastic. I want to talk more about this. Still got Tammy Elliott coming on. We've got Liz Redmond from Thunderbird Bakery. We got a big, big lineup, folks. Stay with us.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show. Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on Tuesday morning. Having a great time. We've had some phenomenal guests. So great having Lisa Malik and Malaine Wells here. They were always fun. Of course, Big Wayne in the
house.
Always
fun.
And Katie, whose last name I still can't pronounce.
Kameen.
Is here from downtown Green Bay for the International Food Tour.
Thanks for having me.
This sounds really good. I mean, I'm not even blowing smoke here. This sounds really good. And it's so convenient. You just hop on the trolley and they take you place to place.
Yeah.
I like this.
Eight restaurants. And what's cool about it is, I'm not saying they're going to feature their but they're going to feature something unique about their restaurant, and hopefully you'll like it and come back. And the whole atmosphere, I think the ambiance in some of these places is quite unique as well. You know, obviously St. Brendan's is very cool, and Hagemeister's need to be right on the water.
Yeah.
So,
and we asked them to feature an item that is traditionally traditional to their restaurant, but also on their menu. So that if you do, you love the food, you can go back and you can have that dish again.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. And we are also part of the tour is we have each restaurant has agreed to a I call it a bounce back special. So some restaurants are doing, you know, if you will get a passport, and then at each restaurant location, you get your passport stamped. If you bring your passport back to the participating restaurants, they have, you know, 10% off of your next meal, or $5 off, or a free drink. So you get added value if you bring that passport back to those restaurants, because we want people to come back. We want people to try it out, and then they have a great experience, and then they want to come back and try it again. So you get
a great way to do
value.
It. Like I said, I mean, I think four of those places I've never been to, especially the Chicago or the New York pizza type place.
Yep.
This would be a great way to try it and to say, hey, definitely want to come back. Or
but the
thing that's cool with this though too is that, like you said, there's plenty of food, so you don't get hungry that. But it's also one of those things where how many times you're thinking about where to go out for dinner, but there's always that little bit of doubt where it's like, what if you don't like it? So it's like you want to go for the sure thing.
Try it out.
Or something like this for a total of $40 for eight restaurants, you don't have a lot to lose.
Yeah. And we tried to keep the ticket prices affordable because we do want, you know, we want it to be a great date night, you know, and we tried to make it an affordable date night out or, you know, a night out with your girlfriends or, you know.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
How do people get tickets?
Pretty affordable.
Yeah. So you can visit Downtown Green Bay's Facebook page. It is the tickets are purchased through Eventbrite. And there's a link right on our social media pages. So you can head there and just click get tickets. You can also check out the our website, downtowngreenbay.com. We tried to make it easy for you to buy tickets.
I want to do this.
Yes, and I think, you know, for 40, I guarantee you, John will get his $40 worth. I think that's awesome. If you go to a place, but you can still buy like a beer or something, right? I mean, there's still
absolutely.
Cash. It's still good. The restaurant is open, is what I'm saying.
Yes, and most of the restaurants who serve alcohol some restaurants are doing like a drink special during the event as well.
Right.
I know that Heights is doing that Tuesday. They're doing all night happy hour, and other restaurants are doing specials as well. So yeah, absolutely. If there's a place you like and you want to stay for a drink, you are absolutely encouraged to do that.
And I just want to underscore how it's cool that you can go in and taste the food, but it's important, not important. It's cool to go in and see the ambiance. I mean, you look at what Los did, or what Tequila's did, with Los was, you know, I mean, it's no secret, it's kind of a dark place, and they've really spent some money upgrading that. And Heights, which is a beautiful building anyway, they people just got to get in there and see these places in Green Bay, because especially if visitors come or if you want to go out, it's like, that place was awesome. And so I think this is great what you're doing. It helps small businesses, and Johnny and I are all about that. You know, we feature small business every week, and and people in Green Bay like to eat. So this is a great event that you're hosting.
And it goes from 5 to 8. I was going to ask that question.
Correct. Yep. Okay. 5 to 8.
So where do we start at 5?
So there is a check-in location, and that is inside of the Ballin building, and that's 130 East Walnut Street. And so people will check in there. That's where they check in. They get their passport, and then from there you can go to any of the restaurants.
Right. So the Ballin building, the coffee shop, I mean, that's okay.
The Daily Buzz.
Right, the Daily Buzz. So you can just check in there at 5 or before 5. You get your passport, and the trolley will be there.
And you don't have to take the trolley, right? You can go on your own or whatever?
Correct. Yep. And we're hoping for nice weather. If it's nice weather, it's very walkable. So we're hoping, you could take advantage of that and walk or take the trolley.
Is the trolley open or is it enclosed? I don't even know.
Pardon me?
Is the trolley open or enclosed?
The trolley's open.
I think it's open.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, but I think so.
I've never been
so
on it. It looks cool whenever I see it, though.
Yes. And our trolleys, we contract through Lamers for our trolleys.
Right. Because when you see all the wedding and parties on there, or maybe the windows are all down, but it appears to be open, but I don't know that. Like you're saying, if it's cold, what are you going to do? Yeah, that's interesting.
I think they'll have it covered. I think if the weather's not, think it'll be all right.
Right. Yeah? This is exciting. Yeah, this is good stuff for people to go and $40 date night, $80. That's a really good deal for two of you to go out and experience, right? 8 great restaurants
and you will leave happy with a full belly of delicious food.
Okay, let me ask this. Does a drink come with each place you stop?
Not each place.
Okay.
But certain places.
All right, because I was going to say, at the cost of drinks these days, that $40 almost would cover it. I mean, truthfully, it's, things have gotten expensive drink-wise.
We talk about that once in a while.
That's why I quit drinking.
Right. The other thing ancillary, but you're going to meet some fun people, too.
Yes.
People who do this kind of stuff are cool people, and
like us.
Things, like us. Yeah, we might be there and bring the
selling point right
down,
here.
But big selling point. Mine on the marathon. We're not going.
Okay, we won't say
they'll
that.
Be on the trolley. I don't give a damn. I don't want to deal with them.
He'll be complaining, though.
I can't turn them off. At least in the mornings, I can turn them down. Yes.
Now, this is awesome, and I think we as a community need to promote our downtowns.
Absolutely.
I think people like downtowns, but some people they get kind of used to the burbs, and it's nice to
absolutely
come here and New York style pizza. That's very cool. And these
are the parking meters gonna be turned off that night?
It's at 5.
Parking free at 6.
So it's 5 o'clock. So you gotta bring 50 cents.
Yep.
And park for that hour. Is it, how much is it?
$1 an hour.
It's $1 an hour.
I just fed the meter.
Okay. Oh, man. Speaking of which.
Yes. Okay. You better get out there. Seriously. I know.
It's $22.
It's $22. Go on. I'll take it from here.
Johnny and I have gotten tickets.
Okay. Yes, and Todd. We all have gotten major tickets for being down here. Well, Katie, this is really great. And all the respect to the world for your family. And not just your dad. And I don't mean that in a bad way. But how many years do you spend in the Navy?
He did 20 years.
20
he
years.
Retired, yep.
20 years in the Navy, which is phenomenal. But, we had one of our friends here, Nicole, from UWGB Veterans Center, and she was talking about, she was married for 21 years, I think, and it's like, okay, pack up, we're moving to Japan. Pack up, we're moving to so-and-so. I can't imagine. For the entire family, that's a family endeavor, and your mom and everything like that, that's quite a thing behind the scenes people don't see, isn't it?
Yes.
And I think it's cool, because I used to live up close to an Air Force base up in the UP, and you get to be friends with some of these kids, and then back to school, it's like, where's so-and-so? And it's like, he's in California or Virginia or wherever. So that's neat that you experienced that. I think that's very cool.
Thanks.
But all respect in the world for your dad.
Awesome.
For everything he's done. This sounds like fun. We definitely want to do it next week, next Tuesday night, right?
Yes, Tuesday, April 9th.
Sounds great. Like I said, there's at least 3 places on there I haven't been to, but I've always wanted to. So this is a perfect way to do it.
Come and check them out.
Outstanding. Great job, Katie. Great having you in here.
Thanks for having me.
Keep up the great work. We got to start a quick break. Tammy Ellen's going to be stopping by, and Liz Redmond from Thunderbird Bakery with our small business spotlight. Mine on the Mayor. Back up this.
your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Northeast Wisconsin is getting socked with a big spring snowstorm. Parts of eastern Wisconsin can expect anywhere from 8 inches to up to 2 feet of snow the further north you go. Wind gusts are hitting up to 50 miles an hour. Driving gets more difficult the later it gets. People with travel plans should watch conditions closely. About 95% of many non-organic fruits, vegetables, and leafy greens contain detectable levels of pesticides. That's according to the 2024 Dirty Dozen Shopper's Guide. Experts say labels don't always tell the whole story.
Even if the amount of pesticides are within legal limits on these produce, it doesn't mean it's safe for everyone, particularly susceptible populations like children.
Dr. Alexa Friedman is with the Environmental Working Group. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A University of Wisconsin Oshkosh professor of English as a second language is recognized for his commitment to teaching and dedication to students. Donald Hones is one of the recipients for the 32nd Annual Teaching Excellence Awards by the University of Wisconsin System Board of Regents. The board will honor Hones and two other recipients at its meeting on April 5th. Each honoree is awarded $7,500. Winter Storm Cora will make a huge impact on area roads today and tomorrow. A large, slow-moving storm, it's expected to impact the Fox Valley. Forecasters are saying it will start this afternoon with a mix of rain and snow, turning to all snow by tonight, with very strong winds and snow moving in on Wednesday. Some of those winds will be gusting over 55 miles per hour. Fox City's area could see as much as 6 inches of snow over the next couple of days. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's opening day. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' home opener today, Milwaukee's new right-hand pitcher Jacob Junis against the Twins' Louis Varland, baseball analyst Tim Dillard on the new Brewers' manager Pat Murphy after sweeping the Mets.
I really loved what Pat Murphy said after the game. And they said, what do you think about the Twins? How are you preparing? Murphy takes about 30 seconds to talk about his family. And I know that doesn't seem like a big deal, but what that does, it says, listen, we're going to focus on the team that's coming in, or we're going to play when the time is right. We're not going to sit there and look too far in the future. He's a very moment-to-moment type of manager, and that kind of keeps players loose.
How do the players feel about Pat Murphy? Shortstop Willie Adames.
Yeah, I mean, he's in a pretty good spot. I mean, the whole spring training, he was always, you know, just being confident and just being a good manager, you know, being there for the guys. And I think, you know, I think this was a pretty good series to start the year for him.
That's Brewers shortstop Willie Adames. With sports from American Family Field in Milwaukee, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way later today, tonight, into tomorrow. Snow amounts of 6 or more inches possible, but the big deal will be the wind tonight, tomorrow. Gusts from 40 to 50 miles per hour could create some pretty nasty blowing snow. 37 today, windy, 31 tonight. More blowing snow, 40 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmitz.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9, 98.3 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app. Tammy Elliott from Action 2 News dropping into the house.
Hey there. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I mean, you know, besides the weather.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Are we going to get that whole thing?
Are we going to get that? It's kind of going to continue
Don't
today.
You hate that though when people say, because like I was in sports, but like, Mino, what about that forecast? Right? Are we going to get that?
You're like, yes. I don't know.
Yes.
But yes, we are. But otherwise, besides that, no, things are going great. You know, it's a new month. Just got back from spring break.
Where'd
feeling
you go?
Good. So we went to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Nice. I've never been there. So this was a De Pere baseball getting you ready for the season.
Yeah,
right?
It got rained out a couple of times or something.
Yeah, the weather wasn't so good. But you know what? It was inter-squad scrimmages for the guys, and they did great, and it was fun. You know, it was just a different environment and great fields, great people down there. And so
team bonding.
Yeah, team bonding. So it was great. Yeah, we had fun. Came back. Was it beach weather? No.
Yeah, but you know what?
But it was okay.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Check out this guy. Look how much his face is peeling already.
Yeah, I was in
Riviera Maya.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. Wow. We had a good time there. Hey, there was a group of people from Bayport who had traveled. And we never did that. We traveled, we just kind of took our kids and went somewhere.
Course.
But you guys really kind of have a spirit of camaraderie. And you're at De Pere, right?
Right. Yeah, De Pere High School. So this is, my understanding, the first year in, I think, quite some time that they've done this, the varsity team. And so other teams, though, did, too. I know Bayport, Pulaski, Hortonville. Yeah. And some other teams, they travel south. I mean, because you see what the weather is here, right?
Absolutely.
And some of those they're actually playing competition that counts toward, you know, their games or whatever that is. We did an inner squad. The De Pere team did an inner squad. But, yeah, it's good for team bonding.
It's good for the kids, but it's also, the kids are successful when there's parental involvement in the school.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just, I think everybody knows that. And I think that's really cool that, you know, spring break, they're never cheap, but I mean, to do that and...
That's parent funded. That was it. Yeah. Which,
I know.
Which
I
brings
know.
Me here. This is the reason I'm here today.
Don't pay anything.
I'm looking for some kickbacks. No, I'm just kidding. John was kind enough to volunteer his time for a meat raffle for the De Pere baseball group. We did
a
couple months ago. I actually was gone. I wasn't there.
Yeah, and I actually was volunteered.
I thought, well, I could help you out a little,
Elliott,
John.
When Tammy Elliott calls, says, John, do me a favor.
Yeah.
When?
You're there.
Saturday. Where? Okay. Bye. I'll be in Florida.
And super successful. So I had a little swag bag that the Booster Club wanted me to drop off for you.
Well, thank you
very
much.
I volunteered. They were going to send it in the mail. And I said, save the postage. I'll drop
it
off.
Well,
you know?
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
So you'll enjoy.
All right. Well, we have to talk to Liz Redman. Tammy, we want you involved with this.
Okay.
It's a really cool story. We love doing small businesses. Two things we really love: small businesses and what it takes to get started and survive. And the people that have been around for a long time, what are the secrets? So we've got Liz Redman, Thunderbird Bakery in Oshkosh. Liz, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Liz, we were reading about you, and Todd's been to your place and is raving about it. But I teach a class on business, and it sure sounds like you're doing this right. I mean, not only your education is a master's degree, whatever that is. No, you got a master's degree in health and human development with an emphasis on sustainable food systems. That's very cool. You started at a farmer's market. Tell us about your business, how you got
and
to where you are,
and
the process and the bricks and mortar that you're at today.
Sure. Great question. So my husband Trent and I returned to Oshkosh in late 2017. I'm originally from the area, and we knew we wanted to start a business together. And Trent is a craftsman, a carpenter, and said, hey, there's not a bakery around here. And we both love food. He started dabbling with sourdough bread at home. And we decided that maybe we should try out this bread at the Oshkosh Farmers Market. So he built a wood fire oven in our driveway, and he would bake all Friday night. And I think we had 20 or 30 loaves our first week at the Oshkosh Farmers Market, and they were gone by 9 a.m.
Wow.
So
that's a good sign.
It was just sort of a test of, hey, is this community looking for artisan sourdough bread. It's a premium product for sure. And they were. So at the end of that summer, we wrote a business plan, found some financing through a bank and a private investor. And we built out a commercial kitchen that we're still using today. That's just off the highway 41 here in Oshkosh. My husband encouraged us to start wholesale. So this was the end of 2019. And I said, okay, that sounds good. Let's build our wholesale business first. And gosh, were we glad we chose that path as COVID hit in 2020 and right. A retail bakery would have been tough. So through COVID, we did home deliveries. We built our wholesale business. And then I'm sure we'll touch on our new retail location shortly, but it's been a steady and exciting journey.
And it all started in a driveway.
It all started in a driveway. Wow. Yes. Yeah,
with the passion. I told you when I will build my wood burning oven, Jim, this is going to be me.
He's going to make it out of wood. So this just tells you. But how well
Liz,
it's gonna do.
Here's so when you say that and people think about this, Liz, you know, you're saying you're doing this at home. What made you say, I think we can do this as a business? Because I think getting over that hurdle, right? Because John, you think about that, right? Yeah. Oh, I could do that. I could do that. But getting over that and making it
and
a reality.
Having the courage.
Right. Having the courage.
I don't want to. I don't answer the question for you, but 30 loaves in an hour would give me a sign. But anyway, go ahead. What gave you the impetus to?
You know, I wasn't sure about a bakery. You know, food service is tough. The margins are small. I had a food service background, but Trent was working at a carpenter as a carpenter at the time, and I thought bakery, man, we get early mornings, and I don't know about this. But when I started tasting the quality of his products that he was making, that was the decision maker for me. That hey, this is delicious, unique. Let's give this a shot. So
and people will pay for that. And I think people have to understand, like, oh, this is, you know, we're going to be priced out of the market. There's people who will, you know, there's a market for people, quality product with great service. And I'm really glad that you're providing that with high-end bakery. I don't know if it's called high-end bakery, but, you know, you probably have some pretty unique products.
We do. Thanks so much. You know, sourdough bread was how all bread was leavened before commercial yeast was invented. So sourdough bread has been around for a really long time. And Green Bay, Oshkosh, you can see the commercial corners in old neighborhoods where there was a bakery, a grocery store, a meat market. And so really, we're just hopping back a couple of generations to making things from scratch without chemicals or preservatives. And people can taste the difference. So
and smell the difference. I mean, how great is it to walk into your place? Right.
Yes, it's been good.
I still say that's we were telling a story the other day where smells can bring back memories more vividly than anything.
So
and
true.
I remember serving mass and then walking past the bakery downtown Negaunee. It's like, oh, I wish I had a dime for one of those. You know what I mean? But it was like, Tammy, you grew up in a small town too, kind of, and you know that feeling of those small town bakeries were so important.
Oh, absolutely, and that's what one of the things that you know you talk about is when you said. The ingredients and what you use. Right. And Mayor, you said that people appreciate that and they'll pay for that.
And you're providing that. I think that's really cool that you guys.
And it separates you.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what it's, you just stuck to your business plan. Sometimes people deviate because we're not making the money we thought. And but you stuck with a plan that's obviously working, right? Tell us about your progression now into a bricks and mortar.
Sure. So since we built up that commercial kitchen in 2019, we started looking for a retail space. We looked downtown Oshkosh and we knew we wanted to be in an older neighborhood and help revitalize some of those buildings. We're pretty nostalgic people, but we also wanted to have a building that had some character and some history. So we looked for a couple of years and found a building on the corner of Knapp and 6, not too far from the studio where I am today. And it was originally built in 1915 as a meat market and then grew into a grocery store. So many folks in Oshkosh know it as the Reichenberger's Meat Market. It operated there for more than 50 years and then in the 1970s was sold to another business. So this building has ample square footage. It's about 2,400 square feet on the first level. Nice parking, good visibility, and a department above, which was attractive for us as some additional income. So Trent did the project himself. He ran the construction. He did the carpentry himself. We had some great contractors that we worked with in Oshkosh.
But, Kent sounds like a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
He's a pretty handy guy. He gets it done.
Yeah, he does.
He's not like you and me where we just talk about stuff.
Right. He
does it.
He delivers.
Yeah.
does. He's really good at everything he does. It's almost annoying.
Yes. Yeah, you've annoyed us already talking about him. We feel less worthy.
We often leave the show thinking we haven't done anything.
We suck.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, I just want to give I want you to give a shout out, or even this Greater Oshkosh Economic Development Corporation. I think a partner with that is a good thing, and I don't think you're, because Oshkosh is the one winning on this thing, you know. But some of your seed money came from the Development Corp.
Yes, actually two rounds of funding. So one of the other reasons we positioned ourselves as a wholesale bakery in the beginning was that then we qualified to be a manufacturer. That put us in the category to receive a $10,000 capital catalyst grant from Greater Oshkosh Economic Development. And then we also received a loan from them. And these are very low interest loans. These are folks that you can call up on the phone and talk to any sort of question you have. So that was round one. And then for the purchase of this building and for our growth, we got another round of funding from them, which has been awesome. And
what a great partner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely. So Liz, does Kent still cook in the wood burning oven at all? Or is it all now inside the thing?
He does not.
Or Clint, is it Clint?
He does not.
Clint. Okay.
Trent. Yes.
Oh, Trent. Okay.
Yes. So that's a kind of a funny husband wife story. That wood fire oven, beautiful piece of equipment, was in our driveway. And I wanted that thing out of our driveway, so he took it apart, re-welded it, brought it to our commercial kitchen, and we never used it. So one of the interesting things when you bake out of a wood fire oven, you create a fire, and you make it really hot in that oven, you remove the fire, and you bake bread with the residual heat. So you could only get one or two firings out of that bread. And although we love the quality, when we're trying to pump 300 or 400 loaves out a day, that's not a feasible way to do it. So we have a deck oven now. We ended up selling the wood fire oven. I'm sorry that you weren't the recipient of that. Sounds
like again, that thanks for thinking of me,
again.
Clint.
Again, yeah.
I mean, Trent.
Yeah.
Is it Trent or Clint?
Trent.
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 I'm jealous of Trent.
Why don't you say it one more time to make it even
Trent.
Fun. Trent. Trent. Hey, so what's next with you guys? Do you still do farmers markets?
We do, yeah, and we will awesome. Always do them. Yeah. We love doing them, and it is a great, it is people who are looking for products like ours, and the Oshkosh Farmers Market, I don't know if you guys have visited. We've won all sorts of awards, but, you know, 8 to 10,000 visitors every Saturday is a pretty great
Wow.
thing.
That's a lot.
Awesome.
It is.
That's 10,000? That's right up there with Madison. I mean, that's got to be one of the bigger farmers markets in the state. That's because we get five, and we're pretty busy. Wow. That'd
be like 2.5 times my hometown of every single person showing up. Right. Honest to God.
Yeah.
Wow. That's Liz, yeah, this is good.
Farmers markets are great. We'll be in Neenah Farmers Market again. But so our building houses now our new cafe. We're open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 to 2. But our hope now in phase two is to move our production kitchen from the commercial kitchen where it resides now into our building. So we are researching what size ovens we need next and rebidding all of those other projects. But that's kind of where our next phase is. And then we would love to open up a couple other retail locations. We have an awesome staff right now that's certainly been challenging. And I'm sure you've heard that from every other small business owner. But we are hoping to keep growing this thing and reaching other things.
You keep that family environment too. I mean, money's important, but it's not everything. Every study will show you that. So I think it's great what you're doing. And I just want to give you kudos for getting through COVID. I mean, Johnny and I have some friends who kind of lost their businesses, and for you to just kind of start and then get through that, that's pretty cool. You obviously know what you're doing.
We like these kind of people. Hey, Tammy.
Yes, absolutely. Right. Liz, yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats to you. Tell us again how we can, your address and how we get a hold of you. And I know the farmer's market, we checked that box. Yeah. But tell us a little bit more about
new retail cafe, 959 West 6th Avenue. That's the corner of Knapp and 6th in Oshkosh. Our website, thunderbirdbakery.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, of course. And on our website, it will list all of our wholesale locations, from Kakana, Appleton, Fond du Lac, Ripon, other spots you can find our products throughout the week.
All right. I want the website one more time, thunderbirdbakery.com.
Hey, do you make Long Johns with custard?
No. They have healthy bread, John.
Would you be quiet for a second? Please.
Do you make croissants and beautiful pastries.
There you go.
Anything with custard?
Donuts are the number one thing that people ask us. So maybe a donut shop is in our future.
Anything with custard? Nothing with custard.
No, John. Nothing with custard. They know what they're
doing. Listen, give me Trent's home number. I got to talk to him.
Not on the air.
I got to talk to him. Liz, thank you so very much. Thunderbird Bakery in Oshkosh. Sounds fantastic. sincere congratulations.
Right? Absolutely. Keep it going, Liz.
You bet. 959 West 6.
Thanks for having us.
Super. We're going to start a quick break. Back with more right after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Wrap it up here on Mind on the Mayor. Liz Redmond, Thunderbird Bakery. Thank you so much. Katie Kamen from downtown Green Bay. Lisa Malik, Malayne Wells, and have now... Tammy Elliott, of course, Big Wayne was here this morning. Tammy, what's going on in the world of broadcasting these days?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, so our big thing right now, so obviously I'm on in the morning from 4:30 until 7 on air, and now we do a live stream. So we've been doing a lot of digital live streaming, you know, it's through our website. So it's when we're off air, it's kind of our commitment to viewers, you know, to let you know that we're still covering things. And it's a little bit more relaxed. I kind of liken it to doing radio, really.
Yeah.
You know, you chat a little bit more. You throw in something, yeah. You know, you're ad-libbing. You
not see following something, a script.
You see something in the background of a reporter's live shot, and you're like, what's going on over
yeah,
there?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? That kind of thing. So, yeah. So when I got off the air this morning on television, now we've been doing this, I think, gosh, has it been about a month? I don't even know how long. But anyway, so at 7:05, yeah, we start a live stream then. We're
wow.
still in the studio, but it's more relaxed. Walk around and chat a little bit more. So, of course, today we were talking about the spring snowstorm
yeah.
that was coming. And then I was chatting with Emerson Lehman because he was down at American Family Field for the Brewers home opener. So looking forward to catching a game this year.
Well, we're giving away tickets. We'll give you some tickets.
Oh, you are?
Well,
we can't. Yeah. We can't.
Well, I don't.
Why not?
You know what? I want you to
who's
give.
Who's the winner? Who's
I want
Tammy
you to,
Elliott.
No. No, give those to your listeners, please.
Yeah. All right.
I do have this gift
for
you.
Oh, yeah. What's my little swag
bag? Yeah, so you got a little swag bag.
I had a good time there that day.
I was at a show choir competition with my son, who also plays baseball for De Pere, and I'm getting text messages from people. John is so awesome. You know, they obviously thought, you know, we had the connection and everything.
This is
that's
cool.
A cool
little
hat.
Your baseball cap.
So, yeah.
There you go.
I'm going to look phenomenal
you
in that.
Will.
Phenomenal.
Brand
I only
new.
Did one thing I was embarrassed of there that day.
What's that, dude?
So I ordered, you know, you're doing a meat raffle. So it's a couple hours. I'm getting thirsty, so I just need to get a little something to drink. Okay?
Okay.
So I put it on the counter right where you spin the wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And then the guy didn't realize I'd put the drink there, so he spun the wheel. My thing just goes smashing all over the place. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that makes it more fun.
Well, it wouldn't, it wouldn't be a minor event if something didn't happen.
Right. Exactly, if something didn't spill.
Oh, I love that. Baseball,
so
one team, one mission, De Pere baseball.
Yeah, they're
love
that's
it.
That's a cool. I
that's
like
cool.
that.
And I like this kind
one
of material.
Team. Yeah.
Thank you, Tammy.
They're
these
being
are both
modest.
Fantastic.
They're being modest, but, you know, they're going, they'd love to go to state
this
year.
Oh, they're going for a state championship.
Yeah.
I don't want to jinx anything, but yeah.
Well, their kids are so big, they should. Yeah, there's got some big players over
there's
there, don't they?
Some big players, yeah.
Wow.
Some big players. We got some speed, you know.
Yeah.
So I just want to give a shout out to all of the local teams dealing with the spring snowstorm. Probably going to have to revamp their schedule a little bit. And just, you know, the organizations, the coaches, parents, you know,
that's
the
a commitment.
Support. I really, you know,
it
just
is.
The teams across the board, gotten to meet a lot of parents from different teams, a lot of coaches, players, just really good, you know, just working hard.
Right. So baseball, but Your other son was in show choir,
yes,
which I was in.
He was in show choir.
Want to tell us a little bit about that, because that's a cool thing, too.
So
he's really good, right?
DePere hosts. This was actually his first year. So he's been in choir, but this was his first year at show choir.
Yeah.
And I think a couple competitions in, it was like, oh, yeah, this is he looks like a show choir kid, right? So, yeah, super, talent there, you know, across the board. And all local schools, too. And they traveled to Iowa and traveled around the state as well. So
that's like the elite singers. I was in Ron Colley's Singers. Far be it for me to.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so singing and dancing together, right?
Yeah, we.
I mean,
cool.
That's and coordination. I mean, and the choreography and how much work. My son told me he's never been in such good cardiovascular shape after singing and dancing.
I want to underscore that because you know, athletes, we know a lot about athletes, but the shape you got to be in for skating competition, for dance competition, for show choir competition, that's work. And they practice 5 days a week, just the baseball people.
Absolutely.
So I think that's really cool that
and
your kids.
And through the summer, too.
Right.
So.
Well, what did I tell you this morning after going to the concert the other night for the glam band and Decades?
Nice.
Ask Your Mother. I'm like, especially this Eric from Ask Your Mother, and he's about 6'5". Whatever, he's an athlete on stage.
He's
running in place. He's diving. He's doing, and then he's and Tammy, you and I would be able to relate to something unlike anybody else in some ways. When you're running late to get on the set on TV, and like I'm getting some last minute scores, if you're that slightest bit out of breath, you just panic, right?
I've had that happen. I was going to miss a cut-in, and I run up the stairs, and literally you get up there, and you're like, and now I've got to talk.
Yes!
Right?
It's like your lungs are paralyzed.
I know, right?
And you're trying to breathe and be, you know, professional or whatever, and it's so hard.
Yes, yeah.
And these guys can do that and just belt out the song at the same time.
Yeah, the arts program music in the area is great, so
it
keep
is.
Supporting it.
And I agree with that. Johnny and I went to at the Meyer Theater, not the Gatlin. Who did he imitate?
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks. And again, he was sitting in the same chair you are and good shape, but you should see him just jump around that place on the drum set and kept singing, which, you know, I'd be spitting up a lung, but this guy he ran up to the balcony. I'm not kidding you. At the Meyer Theater, he ran up to the balcony, was singing up there. So,
and they don't miss the beat.
No. So I think sometimes people think, well, you know, the athletes are the athletes, and then the show choir people are the ones who aren't athletes. So they're just as athletic. They
well-rounded.
Speaking of athletes, I mentioned, who was I talking to? I said, well, Tammy Elliott was a cheerleader at Wisconsin. And they said, I'll bet she was a flyer.
Oh.
And I didn't know what a flyer was. Were you a flyer?
Because I'm shorter, smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you the flyer?
Well, so it's called basket tosses, where you see them, they'll throw up the girl or the person, whoever, you know, was pretty much the smaller person on the team, right? And I kind of was a flyer.
You were that person?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't a gymnast, but I was kind of a flyer.
Did you have, I don't know your family makeup, did you have a daughter who's doing that now?
Who's not, she was in show choir in high school.
Oh, yeah. I meant the cheerleading.
Oh, no.
A lot of injuries in cheerleading.
A lot of injuries in cheerleading, yeah.
You see, when we do the high school football games, you see lots of girls in knee braces.
Yes. Right?
And that is no lie. Almost every team seems to have a girl in a knee brace.
I was fortunate. I did get dropped. I mean, you're supposed to have spotters, and some stunts you just don't. I mean, they're all of your group, you're all stunting at the same time. But I was cheering. It was Madison and Marquette, and
basketball?
I got dropped. Yeah, basketball.
And on the hard floor?
That's tough.
Yes. Well, I don't know if I should say I got dropped or I fell. You know, I don't know.
No, you got dropped.
Wow, how much did that hurt?
Well, yeah, it hurt.
In full of a full house?
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my.
So I had somebody I worked with a couple years later, and they said, I remember this time I was watching the Marquette-Madison game, and one of the Madison cheerleaders got dropped. I was like, that was probably me.
Oh, my God. You know, speaking of athletes, she ever tell you about the time I beat her at a 5-mile race here for the beer league?
No, we talked about that the last.
I just want to say,
but for the majority of time, I did not get dropped.
Majority of time, we'll take that.
Tell me, as a mother of three pretty well-rounded kids,
two, but that's okay.
Oh, two, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Three. Hockey is time-consuming. They're all time-consuming, right? I mean, aren't they all?
Absolutely time-consuming. But you know what everyone says? When it's gone, you miss it. So enjoy.
Absolutely.
Enjoy, right? I have a senior in high school right now, so I'm enjoying those last couple weeks.
Awesome.
Right?
Tammy Elliott, thank you so much.
Thanks for having
me. For all the folks with the DePere baseball program, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Absolutely.
Whatever I can do for those people.
Thank you.
Wonderful people. Be fun watching them this year.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much. Tammy Elliott, we'll be back in tomorrow morning, unless you can't make it in your 8 blocks because of the snowstorm. We'll see.
All right. Get the shovels out.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.